been through this rivalry long enough to understand the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Your impressions of
them? Oh, man. Great, great player, great team. I mean, they always in the talks of the playoffs, Super Bowl, winning the North. You know, it's just great team. You know, we just got to bring our A game, going against these guys, staying great coverage with Aaron Rodgers coming out the pocket, trying to contain them in the pocket, make them stay in the pocket, make throws, even though he's still dangerous there too. But just like I say, just being tight coverage.
Last year, you guys had a great game against them to open the stadium. What do you remember about that night and how well it went for the defense?
Played good on defense, you know, sacked them a few times, create some turnovers, sack fumbles, had an interception by Trey. You know, just keep playing the defense, keep being aggressive, get the calls, you know, get in the right fits, you know, if it's a blitz, when the ball is in the air, locate the ball as a DB and either knock it down or pick it off.
Going back to last game, have you ever had a game where they've not thrown in your direction?
Not that I know of. You know, so like I said, you know, I was still on my P's and Q's out there playing football. You know, you never know when they're going to target you or not, so you have to be out there and pay attention and stay in tune.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer knowing that you're doing your job so well they can't even throw at you, or you like having some tests?
I don't know. I just
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, it just. I just go out there and play ball. I don't do too much thinking about it. I just go out there and play. Whatever happens. If they don't throw to me, they don't throw to me. They throw to me, yeah, I have to make a play on the ball.
Are they as big a challenge with their receivers as any team you've faced during the course of the year?
I mean, it's the NFL, honestly. You know, every team have great receivers. Teams pick up these receivers because they feel like they're great and they fit their system. So but with these receivers, the difference is that the communication with the quarterback. You know, Aaron Rodgers can throw it any and everywhere, and the receiver knows that, so they need to be in great position when he do make the throw, and they can adjust to the ball once it's in the air. So, the communication is there, so that will make the receivers tough to cover because, you know, once the ball is in the air, you don't know what it's going to be with Aaron Rodgers, and you have to just locate the receiver and the ball at the same time.
Is it a chess match with Rodgers, or is it just you guard your guy and let Zimmer and them take care of all the strategic? As a corner, you just lock into one guy?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to lock on your receiver. You know, you got to, because at the end of the day, you could be in great coverage in the beginning of the route, and Aaron Rodgers can find a way to get out of the pocket, and next thing you know, you look back at your receiver, he's 30 yards down the field with the ball in his hand, and you're looking like, wow, how did it happen so fast? But with Aaron, you know, you just got to be in great coverage at all times, be on your receiver at all times, because you never know what's going to happen.
What is it about the Packer games beyond Aaron Rodgers? What is it that makes these games so intense and so big?
I can say they're a great team. Each and every year, they have great – they just put up numbers offensively, and, you know, their defense is pretty good. And we just need to be on top of it.